Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey on WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, Rob Ray with Shope and the Bulldog. Rob Ray's appearance on WGR is brought to you by Jim's Steakout, because hockey fans eat hoagies. By Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. And by Steve Foley Law, settle for more today. Settle for more with Steve Foley. Call 249-2222.
Welcome back. Joining us now on the West Her Hotline from Tampa, where it's the Sabres and Lightning tonight, Rob Ray. Hello, Rob Ray.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Great. Pretty good.
I'm great.
A little hungry.
I'm better than pretty good. I'm great.
I'm hungry, too. I'm looking, sitting here outside with RJ, we're looking at Burns Steakhouse straight across the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they just started to spark it up for the day, so it's all that smell's coming out. It's like, oh.
You going in, Rob?
I don't know if I got time to go to that.
Should we keep it short so you can get in there and get some steak?
Well, if you could, if you don't mind.
Then you're coming home tonight.
Yes, we are coming home tonight.
So we talked.
Unfortunately.
You like it. You're having fun down there.
I'm kind of getting accustomed to it now. You know, the little slower pace of life, the heat. The heat
it's
got
hot.
Me the first day or so, but now I've kind of acclimated to it.
Well, you burned your head the first day, right? Isn't that what happened? You got bad sunburn?
No, it's not burn. It's just a little extra sun.
You're settling into it, the whole scene down
High
there.
High blood pressure.
Wow. All right.
You're in Florida in the off season too, and you talked about how you had a trip scheduled at the All-Star break that fell through. What part of Florida is your favorite?
I actually like the Tampa area here, but we go down to Anna Marie Island. And it's kind of, you go down from Tampa through St. Pete's and on out, and it's set along the coast. It's beautiful. And it's quiet. It's really quiet.
There's
no hustle bustle. There's no traffic. It's nice.
Is that a couple hours south of you?
Yeah, about an hour and a half. I could be there from Tampa.
All right. That's an area I have no experience with. Southwest Florida. None.
Well, let's go.
Let's go. I'll be there Saturday. I'll be in Orlando Saturday. You'll be here, though.
You guys are just going to miss each other. So did you guys hit the dog track today? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. Big day.
big?
Rolling in it.
$20?
Down 18.
Tough beat.
And I was really conservative, you know, doing my thing, went in with a plan, and then I got sucked in. And I got sucked in not because of my own. It was because of the guys I with. They started going, oh, well, you know, because I won a couple races. Got a little bit of a pot. And they're like, well, what's the sense of just going up to $2 at a time? You've got to, you know, to do this, you got to jump and be more aggressive. And no. I didn't want to be. And then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, okay. Well, maybe they're right. So the second I decided to get aggressive, from the second the bank account just took a big hit.
Yeah.
And I walked away, you know, not happy.
For those who were not with us on Tuesday, your plan, I think, consisted of watching which dogs peed before the race?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I found out not only the pee, when they go take to the second stage, it's even better.
Second stage.
Okay. And so.
That makes sense. You want to lighten the load a little bit.
Did you implement this?
It was funny because you got these guys bring out the dogs and they walk them down the side of the track and it's grass there. And some don't bother. Some stop and pee, and then some stop and do number two, and then that's the really light dog you want to get going.
You see the betting line just fluctuate wildly as the handicappers are watching the dogs go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah, we sat up top where you could look down on the track, and you seen all these guys that were down down along the track outside. They'd all run up when the dogs came out. And then they'd see them when they pranced by, and then there'd be about 20 of them just run to the back and go put their bets in, and then away you go, and then you'd see the board change like crazy.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you need
cool to see.
You need like poop cam or something to like keep track of that.
Yeah. You know, again, we've got a story about you gambling, and you know the result is in this case an $18 loss. And I, of course, I respect like that you're solid in this area, but if I'm in this setting, the only two outcomes I want are to win big or lose big. Like, that's it. Everything else is, then it's like it didn't happen. If I am on a trip and we're all going to the track, man, the least that will happen is that on the last race there's going to be a big bet. This does not really, it's not always happen when Bulldog and I are broadcasting from Batavia Downs.
Right, no.
But if I'm at Gulfstream, that's what's going to happen, Rob. Good, for better or worse.
Yeah, well, that could be a little bit of a problem as well.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
I'm not, you know, it just could be.
There is a,
it is, it
I will,
could be.
I will tell you a quick story of a time where this happened. And it was at a dog track. It's the only time I've ever been to see the Greyhounds. And it was in Wichita. It was 20 years ago when I was broadcasting for the Buffalo Blizzard. Remember the Buffalo Blizzard, Rob?
Yeah.
So I was their broadcaster, and there was a team in indoor soccer. There's a team in Wichita Wings. So one of the guys on the team was my closest friend on the team, Doug Miller. He and I, he was my style when it came to this stuff. Like, let's go to the dog track. It's like -5 degrees out. It's super cold. And of course, I think of course in this case, some Tuesday night, Wichita, Kansas, bitterly cold winter night, no one's there. There might have been 20 people there. And you're in this old clubhouse, you know, you're in clothes, and just like, I just felt so terrible about the whole thing. The animals, everybody's like, oh, this is so sad. But at the end of it, I'm going to have a result. So we put like some bet in on the last race, and there was a dog that was like 99-1. I don't even know how the odds work, but there's probably so few people betting on these races that, I mean, that's what I found out ultimately, because we won that bet and we went outside. It was the last race. It's so cold. We got to go outside for the last race. So we're out there in the paddock, whatever. Like, we're outside running up and down, and we realize we won. This is going to be awesome. We made a big bet, and it was 99-1. I can't imagine. This is going to be five figures. It was like $30. There was so little action on the race that just, I don't know what happened, but that's how much it was, and that was the end.
Well.
Wichita.
Yeah.
It is odd, but it's unfortunate, too.
Yeah.
But it is a good lesson.
I guess.
You know?
All right.
I don't know if it's a good lesson. It's a good story. I don't know.
It's okay.
I don't know about it being a good lesson.
It's okay. All right. Let's get to work here, Rob. So,
all right. What's wrong?
Yesterday, Jason Botterill spoke, and we talked about that a lot yesterday, and it's continued today. I think to Bulldog, right? We think he sounded somewhat complacent about this season. Seemed to us and to Paul, who was there, perhaps taken aback by a question about his coach's future, and he referred to things about being in games and progress over last year. I think there probably are a lot of fans, Rob, it sounds like there are, who think that this is like a really low standard for the Sabres. And so what I'm wondering is, of course, your opinion on that, and also maybe if we would be, in your opinion, misreading Botterill.
I think that he has a really good handle on what is going on here, and I think he keeps his cards pretty close to his chest, and he doesn't, you know, kind of, you know, maybe let out what he's thinking. He's not going to let out what he thinks about individual players or anything like that. I would think that Jason, just from his track history, he is one that he can take the time and figure things out, and there's a good possibility that he's going to get it figured out. I think that we right now, you have to kind of go with that because of his track history. You know, he's proven that he can do it. I think as far as his coach, when he comes out and says, you know, that he's safe, I believe that too, because ownership did come out a while back and say that we're not going to be jumping from coach to coach to coach when things don't work. We're going to figure it out and go from there. It's not going to always be the coach's fault. And I like that part because, well, we looked the other day, since we made the playoffs, we've had five different coaches since the last time we were in the playoffs. Mm. So it's doing no good just jumping from guy to guy. You want them to get established. But a lot has to do with by putting the proper players in front of him so he can work with. And I think that's still in progress right now for Jason Botro in that case.
Do you think that a part of his supporting the coach is to make sure that this group of players knows that, considering what happened with Bylsma, like if it's right, yep, that this, you know, this group of players, Jack specifically, was disenchanted with Bylsma, and so that didn't end well for Bylsma, that Botro wants to make sure these guys know, hey, look, dig in, okay? Figure it out, because this guy is going to be your coach.
Well, when you do it once and you do it again, and that just sends a message to the player that, you know, they're in control, and that's the last thing you want. You want to make sure that, you know, if by the general manager coming out and supporting the coach and saying that he's in a good position, then that turns the pressure onto the players, because they know right there that everything that's happening is not being blamed on him and, you know, questions asked about him. It's the players themselves. And I think that's kind of a good way of pushing it back on the guys and sending a message to them that, hey, it's not going to be easy as it was last time, that we're just going to step in, remove the coach, and say, okay, guys, here you go again. Here's another chance. You know, now it's up to you. It's up to you to make changes here. And the coaching staff is not the ones that do it. They put the game plan down. If they don't follow it, what are you going to do? Your hands are tied. We've talked about it a million times. So it's up to the player. And I think by doing that, it puts the onus on the player now, and they're going to have to deal with it. So, because if you do, you change it again right now, you're just playing into that, and it just becomes a vicious cycle, and you're never going to get out of it until you exchange all the players that you have in the group now.
Do you think there's an element here? I mean, yesterday, Rob, there was a lot of anger and a lot of emotion in the room and on the show, and this was one thing that was said. Is there an element here where the Sabres would want to get across to Jack Eichel, the captain and the $10 million a year centerpiece of this franchise, that no, We're not firing another coach for you? And I'm not implying by that he has an issue with Housley, because I don't know anything about that. I just think, like, the optics of that with what happened with Bylsma having happened would reflect a certain way on him, so the Sabres may not want that for him.
Absolutely, because you that just comes back to saying, hey, last time there was a little bit of an issue, I guess, and so you stepped in, and you know, you have the benefit of the doubt because you have this player or players, and, you know, and it doesn't work again. So, like I say, you don't keep playing into that, because the more you do it, then the more they're going to try to use that as an excuse as you move forward. But, you know, there's a lot of onus put on Jack here himself, too. I don't like talking about contract side, but I'm talking captain side and being a leader of this group and being somebody that has the capabilities of taking over games and dictating how the play is going to be and dictating how the team itself is going to play. I think it's all part of him understanding and learning how to be that person as well. Never really being in it at this level, or never being in it at this level, he's learning how to go and how to deal with a lot of this stuff as well as we go on. So, but it's something where that learning process has got to be sped up and so he can start being the difference and making the difference. So, yeah, a lot of it was just added onto his shoulders, and he's going to have to figure it out. Not saying that he's not doing his job, just saying that he's got a lot of pressure on him here moving forward, and he's got a lot of responsibility. And the sooner he can understand how to deal with it all and put it all together and get his guys working, because they're his guys, then, you know, that's the better off they're going to be. If it doesn't, then he's going to take some heat.
Yeah, I mean, there absolutely is a lot of pressure that goes along with, you know, you're the franchise player, you're making $10 million a year now, you're the captain, and, you know, this is year four, and it's the production is great this year, especially. He's been healthy except for those three games he missed, and he's producing. He's, you know, if he goes from here to the end like he has, he's going to end up with just a fantastic season. But there's more than that. Like, you have to drag a franchise into winning at some point or another. Like, that, whether that's fair or not, like, that is gonna be something that's carrying around until it's delivered.
Well, and he signed up for it, and he knew exactly right. what it was going to be, and he was a guy that wanted that. He wanted the extra vote like that. He wanted to be the leader of this team. So, and that's awesome. That's awesome when somebody steps and wants. Now you have to take it to that next level and not only learn yourself how to do it, but teach guys as you're going and make sure everybody's on the same page and you don't fracture a room. And so, yeah, there's more to it than just wearing the C around and looking good and, you know, talking to people. It's got a lot of pressure. And I don't think everybody realizes that until you get it on your shoulder. And move forward. That's why this has to be a special person that's wearing that C or the A's, because that's how vital it comes. And everybody just thinks, oh, it's a token thing. It's not. That's why you got to be so careful who it goes to. You got to make sure those three guys, whoever they are on your team, are doing things right. They're teaching the kids right. Everything about it, because it can mess things up so quick if you don't have that right person.
Rob Ray with us from Tampa. I know we talk almost every game, but I'd just like to get your perspective on the season overall here for a moment, Rob. Like, how surprised are you that this season turned downward as it did and where they're at now compared with what we thought might happen, you know, a couple of months ago?
Very, very surprised, because even, you know, the win streak, yeah, was one thing, and they got, you know, there was some games that you probably shouldn't have won, whatever. But you would have thought you would have gained enough confidence from that, and enough understanding of how hard it is to win games and, you know, that whole thing to carry it forward to just kind of dwindle away. It's hard to understand and hard to believe, too, because you do have a very good group of players. These guys are very skilled. They can play with anybody. And they showed it night to night. You know, they beat Tampa Bay once this year. You know, they beat Calgary. They're the big teams they play well against, but they're just not able to maintain that level of detailed play, or whatever you want to call it, you know, from night to night. So that's the hard part, because you know that it's there. You see night after night that it is there, and then when it just disappears for nights and guys are just making horrendous mistakes, you really got a question.
How about tonight? Anything new tonight? Allmark is going in again.
Allmark's going in tonight. They haven't decided yet for the defensive core. He's saying it's going to be game time decision. That's it.
What are people saying, like, on the Sabres, or just that you're interacting with, about Tampa Bay's season?
They believe that they can beat them. They believe, because they're all sitting there going, "Hey, we did it once," and blah blah blah. But Jack talked this morning. He said it's easy to get for these kind of games, because if you don't, they're going to blow you out of the water. So they have a good understanding of how good this team is and what it's going to take to compete against them. So that's nice that, they're knowing that and understanding it, and then they're going to hopefully be prepared for it. So
I guess you want everything here. You want them to be up for games like this, but you also want them to be up for games like Florida and New Jersey.
Right.
And that part has been lacking. I mean, it's great that they want to take on this challenge, but come on. You know, like, what were the last two or three? Okay.
Well, Rob, you got this game tonight, obviously. Then there's a Saturday afternoon game. We won't talk to you before that. And then it's the trade deadline, and we'll have you Monday, because it's a game day on Monday. You guys will be in Toronto. I know you love going to Toronto. Anything leading up to it? Because by the time we talk to you on Monday, the deadline will have passed. What do you expect? Do you have any expectations, any inklings about something that might happen between now and Monday?
No, I just think that, you know, the position of their income, you know, as soon as you roll out of this weekend, this trip even, you're obviously going to know. You're going to know now where you stand and what your chances are. And I think it'd just be a matter of looking at it and seeing, and, you know, some of what you have, whether it's, young guys or some guys that have been around looking to move on, such as a Beaulieu. I just expect that's the kind of stuff that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be anything breathtaking, because I think if that's going to happen, it's going to be in the summer. But, you know, I think it's just let them play it out and see what happens here. And if you can move some of the guys that, you know, are, like I said, at the end of their deals or at that point where it is time to move on, then fine. But I don't think anything too earth-shattering.
Okay. Any questions for us today, Rob?
No, coming home tonight. Hopefully it's all good.
All right.
Could be windy.
Heading to Ellicottville in the morning. I get home tonight, and my wife told me I had to be in Ellicottville by 8 o'clock to go skiing tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a skiing day for you. Very nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Family ski day. They're there now, and I have to be there tomorrow morning, I'm told.
Wow. Okay. Back to reality.
Wow.
Yeah.
In this case, skiing.
You don't go right there from the airport, do you?
No, I go home and...
All right.
Sleep for 4 hours.
All right.
Yeah, and then go.
Well, good luck with all that, and enjoy it,
all right,
of course.
Guys.
All right.
No,
bye,
thank
Rob.
You for coming.
safe travels. All right. There's Rob Ray, his appearance here on WGR, brought to you by Jim's Steakout, because hockey fans eat hoagies. By Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. And by Steve Foley Law, settle for more today. Settle for more with Steve Foley. Call 249-2222.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.